Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. Me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am pumped. You know, for a couple of days now, I've been kind of sad.
You've been moping around like a puppy.
Like a puppy dog. I miss the studio, dude. I can't live without this thing. And, you know, fuck it. Fuck YouTube. They want to act like bitch-ass bitches. All good. What we're going to do is we're going to go back to the way we started, back to the roots. You know, we're going back, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali, when he used to be in Big Bear, just running. Back with the old school dude used to do. We're going back to Blog Talk, back to the basics. So we're here. We're having the Border Wars, Camp Life, 5 days till Fight Camp episode. Pretty soon, Monday morning, we'll be packing our bags. We'll be hitting the big boot of the United States, getting a little sun, you know, probably getting a little fun, but definitely giving that a lot of fucking pain. But I'm going to just go around the panel of hosts that I got, also dubbed as my Team America participants. We will be getting a call from Team Canada on the check-in. But first, let's go out to everyone's favorite casual, Enrique Church.
What's up, man?
Yes. What's up, Block Two? You know, I'll be here.
Yo, try not turning your head and talking directly into your whack ass mic, because it's time you upgrade that shit. You can't be running around in the range going in and out like that, man. Everybody got a good sound. And look, you know, I could recommend a $60 mic.
You are the sound mixer. That's your issue, brother.
No, that's your issue. Max right here with me.
It's going to be Jose's issue. How I'm going to be working that jab, working on the fundamentals. You know what I'm saying? Ready to bite down, take a punch, and give three punches back. You know what I'm saying? I learned some techniques. I've been to the gym. I must have put in about 30 rounds so far. And definitely Monday, when Ness is gone, Doomsday's gone, Matt Hunter's gone, I'm going back to the doghouse.
Oh, so you saying you're going to the gym alone while we in Florida setting everything up for Border Wars. You staying back a couple days late to get a couple extra rounds of sparring, work on the conditioning, be one-on-one with the coach, be with Yoda, the master.
Exactly. One-on-one with the coach, very important, you know, talking about how to place this one punch that's going to end the show.
Speaking of ending the show, we got to get out to our guy. I don't know, Doomsday's being a little cheap. Dollar DiBiase on the track. Holla at this boy, man. Tell him to get he needs an intro. Doomsday, are you bringing some pain?
Here comes the boom.
Most definitely, here come the boom, bro. Team USA all the way. We're going to eat this Canadian bacon, B. And, yeah, man, you know me, bro. We've been working hard, getting that real sparring. You know what I'm saying? You know, we've been getting a lot of videos from Team Canada, but they've been kind of like, 2 minutes, 1 minute. We gave them a lot of film, but we had to cut that short towards the end of the camp, make sure they, you know, got the upper hand on us, because we basically was giving them everything. That ain't gonna matter, Team Canada. We still gonna put that ass whooping on.
And everybody knows this guy.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oh, none other than the motherfucking A-side himself.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
A-side. I like that. That's true. Hipsters here. Haters beware. Team Canada, where are you? Are you hiding? I know Warren's not going to be on the show. He's too scared to come on our press conferences anymore. He knows I body him every time I get on this mic, so it's just sad. I know we got Bobby Arum in the queue. We'll get to him when we want to get to him because he's just, you know, a B-side. So, you know, I can't wait to chop it up. I'm glad I'm in fucking New Jersey training at Jersey Boy Boxing Club with all the homies, all Team TBV. It's been a blast. I can't say enough about it. Sparring some real legit, you know, number one female heavyweight boxer in the U.S., number two in the world. You know, we're sparring people like that who are legit some of the best boxers in their weight classes, either amateurs or, you know, upcoming pros who are talented. So I'm just hyped. I'm pumped. And I can't wait to talk some shit to Team Canada.
You know, you might call it shit, but the fact of the matter is that resume speaks for itself. Doomsday called it the doghouse. Excuse me. It was Enrique actually said Monday morning he's going back to the doghouse. And that's what it is, because when Matt came from L.A., he was thrown in there with the big boys.
Yeah.
Right away, he was thrown in there with a pro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's no games being played over here on this side of the street, you know? There was blood dripping today in Spawn.
Yes, there was.
We don't need to say whose blood it was, because there's going to be blood spilled on fight day. You know? It's going to be blood spilled on fight day. These guys don't know what they did when they awoke sleeping beasts. I mean, Enrique really is like a live underdog.
He's a sleeper. Dude, he's the sleeper of the entire fucking thing.
Yo, even Jose had me worried.
Yeah, I'll admit that for a second.
I'm going to keep it real right now and say that it's all about, wow, you don't even know what you said without saying it. You said keep it a buck. It was that buck. Once he played motherfucking Mayweather, once he was like, yo,
my name is Money Mayweather.
And he hit that head trainer off with that head trainer money, gave him that 10%, said, yo, I'm going to the biggest fight of my life. He brought the spawn footage. He showed him all about Jose and the little jittery shit. And that's it. They worked on game plan. Enrique touched me. I'm young fucking Ali. And Enrique touched me.
He touched you bad.
And we went at it.
No, he ain't touched me bad. Matt. Don't try to. Yo, Matt trying to turn the betting line for real.
Oh, hold up. Enrique, you're going to win, and you're going to win by knockout.
Oh.
And it may be a technical.
No. Wait, say that again. Say that again.
Enrique's going to win by knockout. He's going to win by technical.
I firmly believe it.
Yo, second round.
Wait a minute, Enrique. Wait, Matt. You can't say shit like that because I know Jose don't play no fucking games. He's the real Mayweather of TBV.
Yeah, he's gonna bet you.
He's gonna immediately bet you. He doesn't play. He's looking for anybody to take fucking an Enrique.
I already have like five bets with fucking Jose on.
Damn,
this fucking event, dude. Like,
five bets. Holy shit. You're up one too. He owes you a hat.
And
what do you got to say about all this, brother? You've quickly gone from, you know, I guess the ugly duckling to really Sleeping Beauty, right? Or Beauty and the Beast? Because all of a sudden, you've turned into something that people are starting to get behind you now.
Well, you know, as they say, repetition is the mother of all skills. So I've been going to the gym, keeping consistent. Coach today even said, yo, you guys are not playing. You're here every single morning.
And Shay said we motivated her on the mountain. She was like, yo, I was coming down to mine. I could see them all souped up. Yo, they seeing it, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So, you know, we going over things over and over and over and over. So the defense is solid. You know, I'm actually recovering, going to bed early on the 4th of July. And Monday, after that sparring, I might schedule a cryotherapy, you know, get some full recovery.
Ooh.
Rest on Tuesday.
That fancy shit.
That's that Range Rover shit.
And then catch the flight Wednesday morning, fully relaxed. You know, and strapped up and going to ready to take it, you know,
don't,
hopefully.
Don't show up too relaxed.
100%. So there's no excuses. Nah, I was playing with you guys. You know, I wasn't really.
Yeah, that sounds like my man. Hey, put some money on Enrique, hey. So listen, we actually got Eric Cruz. Eric, man, I'm going to tell the TBV listeners who are invested in Border Wars exactly what's going on, right? So as a team captain, I'm already, like, nervous, right? Because My team, look, we're all coming from humble beginnings. The only fucking what do we call like our actual boxer, the fourth guy in the lineup.
Your cleanup hitter.
The cleanup hitter is Doomsday. Let's just be honest. Easily. He's the only guy with experience, and really he's like, and it's gonna sound cheap, but he's like a flower that blossomed throughout this whole camp. He's just looked better and better. Like I'll be honest, you know. I leaked information to Jose. I'm like, yo, tell McGregor don't worry. He's got to fucking, you know, work on stamina because Doomsday is going to, he'll tire out. But it's hard to pick an MVP of the camp since so many people have turned it around. You know what I'm saying?
Enrique, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you can't leave out Enrique. Like, if you say, oh, wow, a Doomsday has progressed. And obviously, you can keep it on level of competition. Like, Doomsday's obviously been in with better sparring partners than Enrique's been in. So, you know, you have to keep that in mind.
Elite pros, yes.
But then you look at Enrique's leap from, let's say, like a Mario who's 4'10", 5'4", to a Bill. And from a Bill to, like, Shea is just like, Hawk, you know? He was in there with Hawk and landed punches. So, it's hard to pick who has improved the best, but it's definitely fearful as a captain. I mean, you know, me and Doomsday, we would talk over and over, and we're like, you know, we at least need 3 wins to get a draw, and we don't lose no money, you know, because obviously, for those that don't know, we have to at least win 4 fights out of the 6 so that the Team Canada pays a lovely dinner and drinks for Team America.
Yes.
If we can't win 4, we at least need a draw. Now, right off the bat, I know Zach's on the line, but I know I'm knocking Zach out.
Facts.
There's no fucking doubt about that. Facts. You know what I'm saying? I'm the reincarnation of Young Ali. And then Doomsday, I know for a fact, I mean, if he doesn't knock out McGregor, it's because he's too busy trying to, you know, surgically remove his liver from the inside of him without any blood spatter in the ring.
Hey, let's be honest. If the Canadian McGregor lasts all 3 rounds, he will have some brain damage, and he should probably go to the hospital afterwards.
No, if the Canadian – I'll put it this way so that he can try and last. If he lasts 3 rounds, that in itself is a win for him. He hit the one on the wall. If he lasts – that's a win. Like, he could go back and be like, yo, I went 3 rounds with the guy they call Doomsday. So
– I'm a beer.
So I'll as a coach, as the head captain, I'm like, fuck. I know me and this guy, but, like, Matt, could Matt take Warren? But seeing Matt and the heart was never a question, right? But obviously, because of him and Nurse Jackie, you figure he's going to get in there anyway because he dislikes that person. Mm-hmm. But to watch him get in there with a pro, then watch him get in there with a fucking heavyweight, it was like, okay, the kid really wants this. This is what he wants. And then, you know, it's not even about technique anymore. It's polishing at this point, getting fine-tuning. And we'll see. We were watching tape of Warren. Warren, I'll let you know. I know your team captain's on the line and shit. We watched tape of everybody the day before we did this show, and it's kind of what enticed us. Mm-hmm. Jose does look. Enrique, I know you're there, and I know you've been, you know,
watching a lot of
Jose.
Fucking
and
obsessed.
Being dismissive though. He was being dismissive.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of stamina in Jose and in Warren.
I'll put it this way.
And in Warren.
Very quickly, Canadian Jose and Enrique is going to be the fight of the night. With those two style clashing.
And the stamina of both. Yeah,
they're going to last. They may last all 3 and go to war.
But that's where I think Enrique.
Someone might drop off.
And that's where I think Enrique will get him. Because even though I know Jose has the determination of a lion, there's just no denying that he's going to fight to the last.
No one has the determination of Enrique. No one can beat him at that.
No, let's just say that they're both equally as determined. They both have reasons to win. I'm telling you. Believe me, I know Jose. He has his own reasons. He was supposed to be fighting Nurse Jackie.
Yes.
And things didn't happen. So, and people didn't believe he could beat Nurse Jackie. So, you know, Enrique is a heavyweight, basically. So if he beats Enrique, it's a bigger, you know, scalp, right? It's a better notch on
bigger
the belt.
Bigger head on the mantle.
Exactly.
It's a bigger star, at least.
Now, definitely a bigger star. So now the thing is, I think Enrique is heavier handed.
Yes. Absolutely.
Heavier it, handed. Obviously, I'm only thinking. Just like the TBV listeners, we only have footage of Jose. We don't know how hard those shots land. What I do know is he's explosive. We watched him today. He threw four straight right hands on whoever it was he was fighting, who's obviously not Enrique.
Jose is another guy that's improved a lot over the course of this
training. Well, we really don't know. I mean, the footage that we have is old.
He looks better. He looks better. And I mean, when he first started sparring and started sending us footage to now, he's improved a lot. I feel like that's obvious.
I mean, let's be honest. Team Canada's withheld footage forever. When's the last time we've got some?
Or how many times do we get footage that's two rounds, but it's just different angles of the same round?
Yeah, I mean,
that's some bullshit.
They've been trying some Bobby Arum shit for a while. But, you know, this is part of boxing, and we have to learn to work through that.
The gamemanship. It's like
remember Doomsday when the coach Terrific told Mario Contreras, he's like, bro, would you want me to stop the fight because you got to take a shit?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
You know, the guy's like, yo, coach, I got a shit. Baby, you in the ring.
You better suck it up these last 30 seconds.
If you stop the fight, it ain't no timeout. It's over.
It's over, yeah.
It's over. You know, Zach, there's no timeouts. You think you signed up for a free vacation. You signed the death certificate is all I'm saying. Listen, there's no sponsors for this. Obviously, this is a self-promoted show for Border Wars. So we're going to go out to our team member because this is another reason why I'm worried. We got Eric Cruz all the way out there. At least right now, we got a good team unity between me, you, Enrique, Shandu, and Doomsday. We're here.
Yes.
Obviously, everyone can't afford to just pick up and leave. Cruz has family.
No,
you know,
I don't assume
fucking pastor at his church, you know. But when speaking of, you know, guys that are improved throughout this, Doomsday, you're don't that digo, right? You're witness. We seen where he was at and where he started from. As soon as Border Wars was mentioned on the show, Eric Cruz didn't even know he was going to be a participant,
and he
immediately started to work out. And we'll find out exactly how many pounds he's lost since then up until now. But they were definitely swinging some leather in the grass. Like, obviously, I would have loved to see him in a traditional ring and setting with some headgear and mouthpieces, because all these things make it harder. These apparatuses make it harder to breathe within the ring. But they were swinging some leather. But I'm still afraid because, you know me, I, kind of father figure, fighter, coach type of thing. Like, I want to watch you guys. I want to see. You see how tough I am on you. I want to see what Eric has, but I can't.
Work in the ring. We can't see Eric work in the ring. That's why, you know, he's all far from us. But I tell you what, Eric's definitely down to throw down. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like about him, seeing those little sparring sessions that I have seen. Even the one in the grass, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's you know, you don't got the elements of the ropes in the ring, but they were throwing some leather. They were throwing some leather. And he got a little swag too. Eric got some moves on him, man. It's just, you know, being with the guys we've been working with, you know what I'm saying? We're getting that top-notch, you know, coaching.
Can
and all
he
that
last
stuff.
3 minutes for three rounds?
Yes. We didn't see any
the
of that.
The clock makes women of men.
That's right. When you get tired, bro, you curl up, man, and it's over. And it makes coward of men. You know what I mean? Cowards of men.
Very true. But you know what? I have some faith in Eric Cruz. As the preacher, I think he's going to bring the wrath of God on this unknown Canadian B-side bastard. Okay, he's coming. I feel the wrath of God.
Matt. Matt brought up the fact that this guy's unknown. Here's another.
We got a mystery picture that cut off the face.
Yeah. Here's another Bobby Arum.
What the fuck is that?
Don Kingy type of Jose Canadian thing to do. He has Eric Cruz with a fight. Eric doesn't know his opponent. All he knows is his weight and his height, right? Am I right? And again, we'll have Eric go through all this.
If those are true.
Let's just bring Eric on. Yeah. I mean, Eric, you know better than anybody. First, let's do this interview style. Eric Cruz, you're live on Border Wars. And it's camp life.
Yes,
obviously,
what's up,
5 days. 5 days till fight week. When do you land for fight week? You landed Monday?
I land Tuesday night.
Damn. All right. Tuesday night. So we still have some time. We got some time to work on game plan with him. At least Doomsday can you know, kind of
do his Doomsday thing.
Do his Doomsday thing. Get into his head.
Yeah, you don't know.
And figure him out. So, Eric Cruz, we're going to do this interview style. When you first started to hear about Border Wars on TBV, how much did you weigh?
I was around 220.
220. And then you just said you just it just motivated you to start working out?
Yeah, actually, I joined a boxing gym, I think, that same week that I heard you guys talking about Border Wars. So it was a task to even find a boxing gym around me. So I joined a boxing gym. And
for those that don't know, around me is where exactly? For those that don't know.
Oh, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Wow. When you would figure in Texas, there's plenty of boxing gyms, no?
Yeah, but they're kind of like far away from where I stay at. And then with my job, it's kind of hard to make it work. But I found a gym close. So I found a gym close to my house and I joined, like, I think it was like that same week when you guys announced a Border Wars. And I've been working out and I got down all the way to 192 last time I weighed myself.
Oh, that's wow.
That's been quite a while.
192. See, this is what I'm saying when we're talking about most improved fighter in the camp. It's really hard to just pick one.
Well, remember that Eric Cruz sent us a screenshot of how many miles he had run and walked that day.
Yeah, it was like 7 miles.
It was like 7.8 miles.
Yeah. So, Eric, okay, so what made you say, you know what, I'm going to get into Border Wars? What was that about?
I was just excited when you guys were talking about fighting each other. So I figured, you know what, I'm a listener. I'm really not a caller because I never really call into the show because I'd rather listen to the show at my job. So I was like, you know what, I think back then you guys were having like a raffle. So I'm like, hey, if y'all have a raffle and I win and then some other guy wins, maybe we can go up against each other. But it didn't work out. Jose got some other guy who's unknown at that moment. But, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm still up for the challenge and I'm excited.
Right. So what is your hype for everyone that's trying to, you know, match you up with this unknown Canadian guy who's what's his statistics?
I have no idea.
No. Well, we'll get to Bobby Arum in a bit.
What, the mystery fighter?
Yeah, the mystery fighter. How much does he weigh in and everything?
I don't know, because the picture we got, they cut his head off. So.
And very quickly, Bobby Arum just sent us a picture on the group message, and it was still not showing his face.
No, but that's okay. Listen, that adds to the intrigue, obviously. I mean, it sucks for Eric, but Eric, I mean, are you being honest? Because I'm gonna go ahead and tell the listeners Matt was lying. Matt said he was knocking people out and sparring. He was not knocking people out. So are you knocking people out? Because you said you knocked someone out and took a vacation. I mean, are you knocking people out? Because at least Matt, what he didn't lie about is the technique. Like right off the bat, we got footage that I'm like, yo, he's got swagger. The boy can move, you know?
Right.
So I remember you saying, no, my coach told me to take a week off because I knocked somebody out. I'm like, damn, we good then. Because you're knocking people out.
I was just messing with Jose because I was texting him back and forth. So I was just messing with him. But yeah, like the vacation, I had already planned it a while before even Border Wars was announced. But like I told Jose, you know, I'm excited. I'm ready for whoever it is. It don't matter who it is. Like once I put on those gloves and once you touch my face, yo, you see a different side of me.
So now, are you preparing for 3 minutes and 3 rounds?
I'm working on my cardio. At the beginning, at first, I was like, trying to work on a lot of things, but now I was like, you know what, I'm just going to focus on what I'm good at, and I'm going to stick to that. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give away my game plan, but yeah.
No, we absolutely don't want you to give game plan. Now, obviously, you having the mystery fighter, I got to ask, did it bother you a bit? Like, you know, that you have to get this late-minute replacement that you don't know much about?
At the beginning, it did, because with Jose, I kind of told him that I was going to get down to 185 regardless. So I was working out more to lose weight. But then he kind of told me that I could they'll meet me at 195, which was better for me because I can actually work a little bit more on my boxing now. So, yeah, at the beginning, it kind of bothered me. But now I'm like, you know what? It's whatever.
Oh, wait. So the guy is 195 himself?
No, I think he's 160. He would just said that it would be fine if we meet up at 195.
Oh, okay, 160. From what Jose has been saying,
but I don't know how much to believe.
Yeah, I know. We don't know what to believe. You know what? Speaking of what we can and can't believe, Eric, let me get back to you. Let me go ahead and introduce the Don King of TBV Border Wars, Bobby Arum, a.k.a. Canadian Jose. What up? What up? What up?
Only Jose. In America. Only in America. Only in America.
I see.
Yo, guys. Yo, first of all, let me just be clear on this whole mystery opponent. What was going to happen was Doomsday's opponent, our Alex, Russian McGregor, was going to fight two fights because he's the guy that's in best shape and everything else. So he was going to fight two fights. He was going to fight both Doomsday and then Cruz. And then TBV informed us that wouldn't be good. It wasn't good for the promotion. So I was scrambling like crazy, man. I was trying to find someone to join. We even offered to help subsidize the trip, do everything. And nobody would do it because of commitments and work, and it's during the week. And then our coach is bringing his childhood buddy with him, who based out of a different city but has been here for the last week in the same city we're at, and he's coming with us. And I had no idea. I met him for the first time yesterday. And that's when I decided, like, I'd not decided. That's when I had to tell you guys the truth about this guy. I couldn't keep it quiet because I knew very well that Ness especially was going to complain and say, oh, I brought a ringer and I brought a killer to the fight and it's not fair. So I just wanted to be honest and tell you guys up front what my first impressions were. The guy's a fucking beast. He's like 6'1 and a half, 160, 165 pounds. You know, he showed up to the boxing ring. He had, like, he's got all the nicest gear, everything else. I saw him jump in the ring, and, man, he looks nice, man. He looks really good. He's
well,
really
perfect.
Strong.
Well, perfect. Well, perfect. If he's such a fucking star and he's willing to give Eric Cruz 195-pound catchweight, well, he could fight Doomy Doomsday. Eric Cruz could fight fucking Russian McGregor. Don't matter. He's looking for a challenge. He could dance with the devil under the pale moonlight. We don't care.
You know what? It would be a beautiful fight, to keep it real, but I can't do that to McGregor. McGregor has Alex Doomsday, you know, and he's been training for Doomsday. I can't do that last minute. That would be a Don King move to do, man.
You actually didn't hear it. You actually
you can't
didn't
train
hear it.
For Doomsday.
You know,
you can't train
he didn't
Doomsday.
Even hear what he said. He's been training for Doomsday. That's right. The actual fight day is his Doomsday. It's over. So he might as well take this little opportunity right here, this silver lining. He might have a shot at glory. And I doubt that because Eric Cruz brings that right hand from down below. He might be Australian.
Well, regardless, like
he's part Jeff Horn.
It is like
he's bringing that right hand from down under.
Eric Cruz is going to be fighting this other guy. Just to keep it clear, I asked this guy, and he confirmed to me he's never had an amateur fight before, so he's not amateur status. And that was important too, because at the end of the day, man, when the fights are done, like, you know.
He's not like a Chris Algieri, right? like 25 kickboxing matches, and you're not telling us.
No. Not
yeah, that's
like that. But
that's all Jose hangs with is MMA fighters and shit.
but his best friend is a boxer and is a guy who wants to, you know, has ambitions of boxing later on in life.
Yeah, Jose, stay on the line. I want to bring on Zach, man, because you know what? Me and Doomsday have a theory that I mean, you know the theory. You know the theory, but we think that Zach is a bit of a liar. We think that you guys are all liars, to be honest with you, but Zach more than anything, because you guys are acting like Zach, you know, he's not at the gym and all this, but we found him on Instagram, and his Instagram says something different. Does it not, Doomsday?
I believe it does. He's sparring with professional MMA guys.
And he's got smiles on his face. I mean,
he even looks different.
Yeah. Looking all happy and shit. So, I mean, what's the deal? Why the lies about the old Zach?
Why we ain't seeing that
daddy?
Sparring?
Yo, Zach's been sparring, man. He's been ready, but he's not in the same city as us. So he's training in a different city, right? So, I mean, he's been bringing it, man. When he came to, I told you, because you guys were talking about the sparring. So we thought it'd be a good idea to have, you know, this last week just be full sparring. And he's bringing it, man. He's ready and he's prepared, man. So, I mean,
lies.
It's going to be exciting. Regardless.
Yeah, but we're not denying. We're not denying that he's prepared. We're not denying that he's prepared. What we're asking is, Why all the stories? You said that he wasn't taking it serious, yet we find him on Instagram saying that he's sparring with pro fighters.
You know what? Sometimes people have different motivations, man. It took him like a bit to get into it, but now he's into it. Like, he's an athlete. As soon as he starts sensing the competition, his true, you know, athletic, you know, competition just comes out of him, man. And now he's living
a lot
in the
of
gym. He's got trainers in different cities and everything else. Well, you'll find out. That's the beauty of this, man. The beauty of this is we're five, six days away from meeting each other, and everyone will be able to size each other up there. And
yo, all and I know is once that. We face off, the line is going to double. I'm going to be a 2,000-1 once we face off, and they see the height difference.
Damn.
So wait a minute, Russian Conor.
Yo, man, Tyson.
He's the best in shape.
Tyson lost to Lennox Lewis, buddy, and my coach today told me I'm looking like a young Lennox Lewis. I said, no. My name is Young Ali, but I watch tape, Coach. Don't worry. He told me watch tape of Lennox Lewis because I'm looking that good. I'm just saying.
Well, you know what?
It's funny, too. I went back and watched it, and Lennox Lewis had a flat top like the Charlos and shit. I'm like, oh, shit. Maybe that's where the Charlos got it from.
Like, yo, the bad thing is, though, Ness, we've said this many times, man. You stand to lose the most out of everybody, man. Imagine if you get beat by a guy that's 5'11".
But I won't lose.
Knocks you out. Bro,
but I won't lose.
But if you do, you're never, ever, ever going to live it down, man.
But that's the thing.
All the people
that
love you.
The only guy, listen. The only guy on this team that is thinking about all those things is me. The only guy that goes runs the mountain alone is me. I don't play no games, doggy. Your boy signed the death wish. He fucked up. I tried to tell y'all before, when the first Border Wars happened, I said no, and everybody thought I was scared. No, it's not that I'm scared. I'm too fucking good. I'm telling you, B. I'm too fucking good.
That's what you think. That might be your own demise, man.
I mean, that's a win in its in itself. I was in there with an 11-0 pro that has 11 KOs. That's a win right there.
Which means if Zach beats you, he should take this serious. He's still a young man. He's got years to do this, right? He was told that he should do this, right? He's starting to blossom.
Yo, I don't know how many years he's going to lose. I don't know how many years he's going to lose for his ass whooping.
You should be his promoter if he beats you. I think that would be good, man.
Yo, Zach's the worst guy on your team. What the fuck are you talking about? Jose, yo, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yo,
dude?
Zach.
Zach's the worst guy
Zach,
on your team.
Zach, they got you. Know, they got
Old Ali. Most improved.
Hey, yo, he called me Old Ali.
Yo, all I got to say, when I beat you, I'm going to create the Canadian voice, man.
Ooh.
Canadian voice.
You're going to be working
Zach.
For me.
Hey Zach,
we're not gonna talk like this, eh?
Hey, but Zach, you got any Easter eggs? Cause you sure do a lot of hopping in the ring, you little bunny.
Hey, all I gotta say is somebody who hasn't boxed for he just started 2 months ago to agree to fight a guy who's 6 inches taller and 20 pounds heavier. Gotta be, you know, I'm crazy, man. I'm coming after you.
No, for real, no jokes. Listen, but that's the beauty of boxing. You don't gotta be afraid or brave to get your ass whooped. You still can get your ass whooped. It doesn't matter. So you know you'll learn that. Listen, all I'm gonna tell you is this, because okay. I wanted to be at least a good aesthetically looking fight, right? So watch a lot of tape of Gennady Golovkin versus Lemieux, because I'm gonna give you an opportunity not to look bad. So I'm just gonna probably use the jab for dominantly the entire fight. You know, if
you know
can
what?
Somehow get around that jab, then I'm going to have a magical surprise waiting for you at the end of the rainbow. But I hope you don't try to find out what that is. Just know,
you're going to be aesthetically looking on the ground. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Zach. Yeah.
That's our game plan. Bro, our game plan is knockout. Our game plan is knockout, man. We said, you know what? Let's do this.
That's beautiful.
Knockout or nothing else, man.
That's beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. The only way you can lose. But that's what we're doing, man. That's the strategy we have. It could be wrong for each fight. You guys,
you're looking at boxing straight hockey style. You and you go be in a rude awakening and get down to U.S. soil.
Yo, when that clock hits 2:01, and them legs like, oh shit, I never been here before.
We gonna hit you with the sweet size, baby.
Ness. That's the one thing. The one thing Zach can beat absolutely everybody on the whole fucking show is
bullshit.
The guy's stamina. It's crazy.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Dude,
let me tell you something.
I'm telling you.
Bodybuilding. Bodybuilding doesn't make you a fighter.
Dude I'm he going for hill sprints right now. I'm standing at the top of the hill.
You Zach, can look good all you want.
Hold on. We've seen you
in hill sprints, boy.
Hold on, everyone. Zach, we've seen you spar. We've seen you hit the bag. You're the worst technical boxer I've ever seen in my life. Okay. I'm just saying, dog.
Why are you doing that, Matt?
You picked the worst match.
Yo, that's coming from Matt. All I gotta say,
Hold on, Matt. I'm very sorry. I have one final thing to say, and I'm very sorry that your brother-in-law set you up.
Yes, doesn't look like Jose likes you,
dude. You guys need to figure this out. Have some family therapy or something. I don't know, because obviously he doesn't like you because he put you in there with the worst guy possible.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So
worst
so
guy meaning
like
worst guy for
in,
you.
As far as the outside looking in, Matt, you know what? Warren's gonna whoop you, man. Like you got the biggest mouth on the American side.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Matt, you have no idea, Matt. We put your picture up on the punching bag. Everybody is hitting your face. No joke, bro. That win.
I love it.
Yo, but Jose, we seen Matt sparring. We seen sparring of you and Warren. Y'all not even hitting each other. Yo, Matt is in there with pros.
Heavyweights.
I told you the truth, man. We busted each other up. Warren's nose was bleeding. The other day I sparred with him. Like, he hit me in the lip. Like, I'm telling you, man, we're getting a little angry, man, because this is it. Fight's coming up. We're putting aside.
That's right, fight's
Warren,
coming up. No turning back.
And I'm telling you, man, the boys are excited. We have a little bit younger
Hey, Zach,
our guys
all I'm
going to
say is this, Zach.
They're ready, man.
Your boring-ass brother-in-law being all nice. All I'm going to say is this. Look, you could easily win by, like, Mayweather Canelo, right? That was respectable for okay. Canelo. You remember that fight?
Let's just say, I don't think my defense is as good as Mayweather, but Mike Tyson.
No. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. No, obviously, in this scenario, you're not fucking Mayweather. You're Canelo. You're gonna lose respectably if you don't cross the line. That's what I'm saying. But if you try to beat Maidana, then I'm going to have to Diego Corrales Floyd Mayweather your ass is all I'm saying. So you pick your poison. Well, you can easily get it Canelo style and go out in fashion like, oh, shit, he went 3 rounds with Ness. It wasn't that bad. But if you try to win, then I'm going to have to make you look like Floyd May Corrales look. I'm just saying I warned you.
I'm not going to try because I'm going to win. Dude, Matt, sounds like you're afraid. It sounds like you're a little afraid of those Tyson uppercuts, man. Because if you look at Zach,
what uppercuts? What has he ever thrown? Has he ever thrown an uppercut in sparring? Have you ever thrown an uppercut in sparring? Because we've never seen you throw an uppercut in your life. We've never seen it.
We saw you fight like when you
haven't seen the new
Matt.
You haven't seen the new Matt. You haven't seen the new Matt. You haven't seen the new Matt. You haven't seen Matt. You haven't seen Matt sparring Enrique. You haven't seen Matt sparring fucking Anthony Contreras.
And
you haven't seen Matt sparring a female heavyweight that's number one in the world. That's Clarissa Shields' lead sparring partner. You haven't seen none of that. You don't know what he's learning over here.
He just got baptized.
Let me tell you what we've seen. Let me tell you what we've seen today. Let me tell you what we've seen today when we watch tape. We still see you and fucking Warren switching. No, they don't know if they southpaw. They don't know if they fucking orthodox.
They
you know what that shows me?
Away
no
from
discipline.
Themselves.
That shows me no discipline because none
that,
of you guys
that,
is
no,
Terrence
no,
Crawford.
Man. That's one of our strategies, man.
Strategy.
He's ambidextrous. I'm going to confuse poor casual. He won't know where the punches are coming from. Man.
Yo, every guy that has boxing dreams thinks he's ambidextrous. Listen, a coach doesn't want you switching. What Terrence Crawford right now does, it's being glorified because he's on a high level and getting away with it. But if you notice, he stays predominantly southpaw, bro. It's not good to switch.
But go ahead and switch. At this level, Warren is Crawford and Matt's not even Diaz, man. Like
how is
he's gonna
Warren
look that good and that impressive?
Yo, how
yeah, crazy.
Yo, how is Warren Crawford when we watched you hit him with like 3 straight right hands and the dude had no defense at all?
Yo,
this motherfucker, he's doing the Mayweather shoulder roll from both sides. Yeah. He gets in southpaw and does it. Gets in fucking orthodox
also,
and does it. This guy's clueless. Clueless.
I weigh 40 pounds more than him, man. Like, you gotta understand that. And I'm throwing him as hard as I
What's
can.
What's up? So you're putting all your energy into the Russian back. Conor McGregor. I want to know about what you said. You said that he has the best cardio. He's the best in shape.
Oh, he's so mentally fucking strong. I can't even explain it to you. You know, Ness.
Well, this ain't no
Alex
fucking Spartacus challenge. This ain't
no
Spartacus.
No. This ain't the fucking chess match.
What do you mean?
The one thing that Ness can say about Alex, even just dealing with him on a little bit on a business level, he's a very disciplined man. He says A, he delivers A. He says this, he does that. He just has that type of brain, man.
Well, he can't deliver victory.
Focusing on
he
you.
He can't deliver victory.
Well, you know what? And you know what? And maybe he won't, but I'll tell you one thing he'll deliver. It'll be his hardest challenge that he can bring to the table, man. Like, I'm telling you guys, that's going to be a beautiful fight, man. And if Alex, in my opinion, having seen
listen,
I agree. Like,
Won't you put some money on that fight?
This is the funeral music.
You know what I'm saying?
Canadian McGregor.
Put some money on that fight if you think is going to be such a beautiful fight, bro. That dude, listen. Matter of fact, it's up to me what round that motherfucker dies in, all right? I fucking let loose on my man, and I let the leash loose, and it's over. We do it first round, second round, third round, however we want.
I'll buy him a beer.
We'll see, man. We'll see what happens.
We can have him fucking limping. And what's the taco spot we want to go to?
Tortilla Flats.
He could fucking be limping in Tijuana Flats and not be able to get no sauce for his tacos, or he could be chipper. And the fucking waitresses won't know he just got his ass kicked. I'm telling you, it's up to y'all how y'all lose. He could lose gracefully,
but
or he could lose painfully.
The problem is, the thing that you don't realize is that he's okay with getting his ass kicked. He's okay with it. If that happens, it happens. He's trained.
No, nobody's okay with getting hit by Doomsday, bro.
Well,
Doomsday's first day in the gym. Let me tell you something.
What can I tell you?
That's not true.
Well, I'm telling you what
Doomsday's first day in the gym, they try to put him in there with somebody who thought he was a fucking pro MMA fighter. And then he got mollywop. He was fucking doing the electric slide in there. We didn't know if he was on a fucking Thriller set or what.
I saw that.
I know you saw that.
McGregor,
that shit was a fucking,
you know,
that was a boomerang off IG, the way that he was fucking shaking around like that.
Doesn't matter. But you know what McGregor said? Instead of saying, holy fuck, I do not want to fight this fucking killer, he said, holy shit, I got to train really hard because I don't want to be that guy.
I cannot believe that you think that heart is going to get you past the punching power of this man.
In sports, man, sometimes heart wins it all, my friend. So that's
what
we're going with too, man.
Terminator 1, was Arnold Schwarzenegger not fucking determined and he still got his ass whooped, didn't he? He didn't make it, did he? Come on, man.
Yeah, but guess what, man? There was Terminator 2 and 3 and he made it big, man. At the end of the day,
he had to come back. McGregor would have to come back. And that's what's going to need a whole separate fight. He ain't going to do nothing this fight.
Well,
Enrique
is
turning up right now.
You never quite know.
I think she start taking it.
Matter of fact, listen, stop hiding behind all your fucking little Canadian friends. Let's talk about the real business here. Let's talk about the fact that you put out a bet. You ready to fucking walk the plank on that bet right now? Because I'm seeing what I needed to see out of Enrique. I'm seeing what I needed to see. Are you ready?
Fuck
yeah.
Man.
I mean,
Enrique,
I thought that
let's do it right now on the air. Let's do it right now on the air, just so that people don't say that we're
Enrique,
we're,
where you going tomorrow, Enrique? Where you going tomorrow, Enrique? Tell this little man where you going tomorrow.
I'm going to hit the mountains again.
How many feet above sea level was that, Enrique? How many elevation?
About 500. It'll be second time in the week.
500. Do you know where we live, my friend?
How many is 1 mile?
Fucking way more than that.
How many miles is 1 lap, Enrique? How many miles is 1 lap, Enrique?
1 lap is about 2.6 miles.
Yo, what is Mr. Iglesias doing on a regular?
Two laps. One lap at 15.
Yo, add that up for the guys from Canada.
It's almost 5 miles.
Mm. Mm. Yo, how many minutes are you doing per round, Enrique?
We doing 3 minute rounds, 30 second breaks, a lot of punches. Sometimes.
Oh, you gave away the secret. They ain't know we was taking 30 second breaks. They was doing a minute break. They was doing a minute break over there, wasn't you, Jose? Wasn't you?
No, we have 30 seconds.
You ain't got 30 second break. You lying?
Don't lie.
You lying? That's like, no. That's an American bell.
Yo, but you guys gotta let us talk too, man. Listen to this. So right now,
Zach ain't saying that. Zach ain't saying that.
Normal runs.
Tuesday, Zach saying he's playing on the hill. We don't hear no huffing and puffing.
10 sprints. Listen, we're doing 10 sprints of 20 seconds for 45 minutes. That's what we're doing. Intervals. Wednesday, we run for 10-minute warm-up, 5-minute stretch, sprints of 20 seconds, 20 seconds off. We do that for 15 minutes. You know, like Thursday, 35 minutes, normal jog, easy pace. Friday, 45. Like, we're doing it all, boys. I'm telling you guys, we have this systematically done. So conditioning won't be a problem for any of us. That's the truth. I've lost 22 pounds. Alex weighs like 170
pounds. Truth is, you and Zach have never been in a fight in your life. Not one bar fight, not one frat fight, nothing.
That's not true, ever. Man. That's not true. I've fucking been in plenty of fights, my friend. Plenty.
Lies.
That's
give us, no give us your no, last. When was the last fight you was in and why?
Well, last fight I was in It's been a bit. I'm not going to lie. Ness, I'm fucking 38 years old, man. I'm not going to get into a fucking fight because some guy fucking, I don't know, thinks this girl wants to.
Uh-oh, Zach finally wants to speak. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Should you call me like AC word. Slater or something?
What? AC Slater? Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Last fight, AC Slater, since you're Zach. I didn't call you AC Slater. What are you talking about? Oh, okay. I got it. Saved by the bell.
It might not be the last Canadian fight
Jose was in. He was in Bolivia. He had a coat rack. He fucked the guy up with his fist. Then he pulled out a coat rack. This guy's freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, but there's no coat racks in the ring, bro. We're going to be in a professional boxing ring. We're going to have a world-class trainer.
It's my right straight. Dude, my right straight is like a coat rack. I'm telling you, man. I already know how to beat Enrique, man. I don't want to sound arrogant. And I'm happy that Enrique is bringing everything he has to the table. I just have absolute confidence in every single one of my fighters, and me included. That's just the way I see it. I would be stupid if I said, holy fuck,
you put enough work in?
I'm going to lose.
He didn't put enough work in Doomsday. He took off 2 weeks. He took off 2 weeks.
You put in enough work to beat Team USA.
I focus more on my conditioning. I'm doing conditioning. I play soccer 2 times a week. I play squash 2 times a week. I fucking run. I train with my son who does triathlon. Dude,
squash? That sounds like some bacon and shit.
He play racquetball. I want to know how many rounds you're sparring a week.
No rounds, bro. He took 2 weeks off of sparring.
Yo, you guys saw my acupuncture, man. I got a couple of injuries. I had to take acupuncture and heal the body a bit. But I mean,
where's
the legs.
My baby cry sound?
You saw the picture I posted right after you posted your acupuncture.
Yeah, I saw that. That was nice. Yo, so
whatever helps you, man.
Yo, Ness.
What I do know is that
you challenged me on the air, saying let's do the bet. So I'm saying let's do it on the air right now.
Why well, not? We can't do it on the air. We got to figure out the officials first. No, because
officials first. Okay. I'll take a pass.
Yeah, I need to see how competent the people that are going to score these fights are. See, my fight with Zach, there's no need for a ref. There's no need for judges. It's over the minute the bell rings. So we ain't going to need none of that shit. But like fights like you and Enrique, you might need that because – it's going to depend. Are people going to like the sheer aggression and beat down style of Enrique? Or are they going to like you running around and, you know, looking like a little butterfly from Peter Pan?
Like I said, the only thing I ask
is we hear you, Zach, is just your egotistical team captain wants to talk.
Yeah. All I want to say is I'll see you boys in Florida. You guys have an awesome, awesome day and I'll see you in Florida, baby.
All right, brother.
All right, Zach. You still ain't huffing and puffing, so I think you're lying about them sprints, man.
Yeah, no, his cardio's that good. We're going to keep believing all the lies. Listen, let's talk to Sean Dewey. What's up, Sean Dewey? Yo, what's up? You all right? You working? I think Sean do working right now. Bobby Arum. So what's up? Final thoughts. We got to wrap this one up. We only got 9 minutes. Jesus, we do love these Border Wars shows. We got callers, actually. Bobby Arum, let me get to some calls. Let me get to the fight doctor. I don't know. I wonder what the fight
doctor. Round two.
What would the fight doctor want to say about this?
Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen? Fight doctor in the house on weekend status. As always, I'm kind of in the car, so it might be difficult to hear me. So if you guys want to come back to me when I get to where I'm going?
Sure. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. It's all good. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
We're going to give Bob Arum one word.
Bob? Yeah, let's see if Bob can give Fight Doctor a little bit of time to get to where he's going.
Yeah.
Well, guys, all I got to say is this. At the end of the day, promotion aside, you know, you guys can say what you want, but you guys are truly my friends. TBV is the family. At the end of the day, I just want everyone to finish having a great time. Everyone's going to be safe and sound. Everyone's going to bring the level of aggression, the level of skill that they have and what they're capable of. And I just want, you know what? I just want to see six amazing fights, man. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see them. They're interesting matchups. It's intriguing, man.
So what's the bet?
There's so many
what's
different
bet,
factors
man?
That are going to contribute.
What's the bet, man?
What's what bet?
Fight Club.
Me?
What's the bet?
Okay, I'll do this, man. Just on air, just to say, would it be fair to say a 2-1 odds that would you be willing to give up $2 for $1 that I'm going to stop Enrique? You'll take those odds. You don't think that's going to happen, right?
That you'll stop him?
That'll
that
stop
you'll
him.
Stop him?
I don't believe
that.
That'll
stop that him. So I'll bet $50. If Enrique lasts three rounds, even if I beat him all three rounds, and if my hand gets, it doesn't matter who wins. If Enrique makes all three rounds, then I'll give you $50. If he doesn't, you give me $100. That's a
I'll take
bet.
That.
Yeah, come on. I think everyone will take that. Can we all take that bet? Can we take that bet for everyone? Because I think we will all take that bet.
You are not doing that.
Yeah, you fucked bet. Up. You fucked up.
No way, man. Fucking,
yo,
I think
yo,
that's going to happen.
Bruce,
I
yo, Bruce lit me up. Yo, Bruce listening. Jose. Bruce is listening. He said, I want that IBF belt back in the States and let me in on that bet. I'll take 50.
Yo, listen. All I ask is hey, that the refs are fair. It's got to be treated like a professional fight. So if I'm overwhelming them and hitting them with,
well,
like, you know.
Did Castle Hill Gill confirm with you?
No, but do you know that, oh, you know, man, seven unanswered punches, you get an eight count, you know? You get an eight count. You know, you got to understand that, you know. You're not going to score a stoppage according to what you feel, you know, you're giving him enough.
Now,
no,
listen.
It's going to be according to rules, amateur rules, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be kept more
how,
than
how
likely. It's going to be.
Yeah, well, if the kid's got, you know, more than six, seven unanswered punches, it's a, you know, you're going to give him a count. It's considered a knockdown.
Oh, it's not.
Yo, there's
not
no
like
way. There's no way.
And like I said, it can't He's be no crazy. Seven unanswered punches that are being deflected. It literally has to be that, you know.
Flush,
that's
your flush,
and, you know,
yeah.
Got to step in or whatever, but like I said, I doubt Yo, that that's going to happen, Jose. I really, really, really think you should just stay humble and get ready
hey,
for
man,
a good
I
fight.
I am humble. I'm just
you know what? You're going to get – listen,
Yo,
your cardio
no
is
money,
good,
bro.
And his is good. I think you guys are good. I think I'm –
Yo, don't
I,
talk
I
about
can't wait
that
to
bet.
See that fight.
No, personally. No. Don't fights. Talk about that bet, bro. He said it, yo. 50. You got –
well,
I got 50.
Well, yeah, but
50.
But I want it to be – what's it called? To be scored like a pro fight. My style is I'm going to fucking hit him with overwhelming shots, and they're going to have to stop it. You can't give him – it's not safe for him, man, to keep continuing to take punishment. If that's the case, right?
Oh no, trust me. He's well trained in avoiding in avoiding punishment.
Bro, you're not gonna bro. Stop it. You're fucking yo. Won't you raise it up then? Raise it up since you got so much money and or so much confidence. Instead of
yo,
50,
no one,
won't
no
you do?
I'm talking about money. I'm talking about confidence.
Yeah. So since you're
well,
so confident, up
this,
the ante.
Let's just do this. Since the stoppage is different in my mind, let's just do straight then. One for one. Like winner takes it, right? So I'll bet
you know, 100, 200 bucks that I beat Enrique. No big deal. So you guys decide what you want the dollar figure to be.
No, he changed it. You know, here, hold on. He pulled a Bobby Arum move. He said, I'll beat Enrique.
Yeah.
He didn't say knock him out.
Yeah.
He changed it
up.
Right
yeah, there. Yeah, he changed
it. Wow. Bobby Arum beams a snake.
No, because Doomsday just said that that's not a stoppage. It's an eight count. So I don't, you know what?
Yeah. Let me interrupt really quick, right, since you got a lot of time. I watched your tapes, both of them. And, yeah, you did do a lot of swinging and ducking and running.
Is it only two?
When the punches came at him, I did see a leg go up. I did see a leg go up. Which means a lot. You shell up. So when the punches come, we want to see the reactions. And I'm willing to exchange. And that's what I'm training for. If you want to get into my ingredients, I'm willing to exchange. Corner. If I catch you in the corner, it's a wrap.
You can't win.
You know what? And if that's what it takes to humble the Bob Arum, then so be it, man. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes, man. I'm okay with
what's
losing.
The bet,
that's
man? Enrique, what's going on, man? Enrique, this dude want to put up money.
And then after that, I'll take your 2-1 bet if you want to do that.
Oh.
Are you a pussy now?
We're talking about stoppage. We're talking stoppage aside. So let's just say straight up for the victory.
I ain't talking stoppage. No. I ain't talking stoppage. I'm not going to lie. I haven't stopped anyone in the ring yet, but I know I've hit them and I've heard people, ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So when I hit you, when you, shut up.
Then let's keep it friendly. Let's say 50 bucks. The winner between you and I gets 50 bucks. Is that fair?
Now he's downloading.
That 50 bucks sounds whack. You can't even.
Sounds weak. He got 2-1. I'll stop him.
He went from real confident to not confident at all.
It sounded good, but don't let that scare you. It's not scary.
Jose, the only way you stop it is if you knock him out, and I don't think that's happening.
He can't. Yo, if Bill hit Enrique with all his might and then knock him out.
You got Big Bill 250.
He's got to be like.
Early ass hitting us.
He's got to be like.
I've been practicing those Ward low blows, man. You know that's where I'm focused on. I'm just kidding around. You guys.
You've been practicing how to lose, is what I know. That's what you guys are practicing, how to lose. Listen, I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Obviously, Shandu, I don't know what he was doing. Probably was working and listening to us on the go. But we're gonna definitely bring you a lot of entertainment on fight night. Team America is definitely putting it in. We're prepared to take the Canadians where they've never gone. They're definitely doubting Enrique calling stop. That was disrespectful. Enrique, you gotta go even harder for this disrespect. I mean, he's still disrespecting you. He tried to go on a live show and say he would stop you and take bets on it.
They should take the bets.
Super confident.
Horrible, man.
I mean, it's scary. Sounds scary, but I'm not afraid. So
I'm not afraid.
It would sound scary. It does sound scary if it was Mike Tyson.
Man,
we'll probably be back with another Border Boy show. Maybe when we touch down in Florida. And also, we're going to be bringing you Face Off, Weigh In, then obviously Fight Night live on pay-per-view. So, man. Peace out.
Peace, Jose.
Jose
Loco.
Bring the body bags, Jose. Bring the body bags. Your team's going to need
them. Jose Loco is Peter piping his whole team into the fucking...
Where's La Mosca? La Mosca.
He's hiding.
La Mosca. You know what Moscas do, man. They fly around and hide and shit.
They got movement.
Yo, the Russian...
That's what he has. He has movement, but he's got no stamina for sure. He huffing and puffing, getting hit with right hands.
Like, yo, man, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up. Fight night.
I'm gonna take
Jose backed out of all them bets though. He talked about a dinner bet that he didn't even bring up. Then he said a 2-1 that he backed out of. Then he tried to end it with a $50 bet.
He backed out because we all literally laughed
at him. He wasn't expecting that.